Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Congrats to Ben on winning over-under, and congrats to who on the Palermo's prize pack?
Kristen in Mayville.
Ah, Kristen, way to go. It's a great prize from our great friends at Palermo's. It's Kyle Brustin Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. Strophy's running the show. You, as always, can get in at 800-990-3776. I want to play a game with Kyle.
Oh, a game with me?
So, I don't carry cash a lot, but when I do have cash, I like to play the game of if you guess the amount of cash I have in my pocket correctly, you can have it.
Okay, we should play that more often.
Yeah.
How about that?
Kyle, we going to play that with you?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, because what are the
odds? Just Brad
right?
and I.
Because what are the odds? Not KBN Nation.
I mean, Stroh, you can have a shot, too. Legally, we can't have KBN Nation do that.
Yeah, legally we can't. Yeah, let's play a game.
Because you're going to Vegas, right?
I am going to Vegas, fellas. That's
Where's
why
your wallet?
I'm a little concerned. My wallet's in my my good old side pocket here. Don't put it on my
bottom.
I feel
like you shouldn't show us because that'd be cheating.
No, I'm not going to show you anything.
No, I would show the amount of bills I have. You just don't show.
Just don't open it up.
Just don't open it up. Let's see. Come on.
Kyle, you have such a massively thick
dude,
wallet.
Dude, you got the 90s wallet.
That's crazy.
That would make you uneven when you sit on a chair when it's in your back pocket.
In there. I got a lot of business in here.
Business?
Don't
rob me,
please.
I'm going to go with $332.
Oh, boy. That's not bad.
Okay. Okay, so I'm trying to put myself in Kyle's shoes, right? So Kyle's going to Vegas. He probably took out a little bit of cash to gamble a little bit, but not so much because...
Kyle's going to Vegas. How much is he bringing?
I'm going to say $457. I think you took out $450 and $7 in your wallet.
Oh, wow.
Strophe?
Oh, wow.
$457.
I'm splitting the difference. You said $457?
Yeah.
$403.
Count it out.
So here's the thing, fellas. I'm realizing at this very moment I have a problem. I have a serious problem.
One of us got it right.
No.
He's taking too little.
He's taking $100.
Too much.
One, two, three.
Three singles.
Three singles. What
I
else?
Said three. I said three. I said 403.
That's it.
Come on.
Wait, what are you?
Where's the rest of the money?
I was using this to tip.
Tip?
This is for the strippers. What you mean?
$3.
$3?
This is all I got for. Hell.
You think they're letting you at the club?
I got a car to get to the club, but I'm not.
Cover charge is going to be 20 times that.
You know, they ask for cash.
Who?
Most of the time.
Who?
Gambling for sure, but cover charges for places?
Kyle, you got to go to the ATM.
What are you
going to
do in Vegas?
What were you thinking?
Well, I got the bottle service already at the pool party, so that's already paid for.
Okay, so that's a couple hours.
So that's paid
for a couple bottles.
How are you tipping for that?
That's a good thought.
$3.
Kyle, we
got
to go to the ATM before we go to the airport.
This is literally.
I only use
free
ATMs.
$3
I have three. I have $3, and it's because I went to. That's all I got.
Real talk.
Uh huh.
Is that seriously all the cash you're bringing to Vegas?
You were planning to only bring $3 to Las Vegas.
I realized in this very moment, maybe I do have a problem.
So this is real. So this isn't a joke.
I had no intentions on getting...
Before going to Vegas?
Were you going to take cash out there?
I went to the bank yesterday to get money for my haircut, and I said, I got to keep some. And I gave my barber the money, and I said, ooh, I can't give you as much in the tip because I gotta go to Vegas.
Wait, you gave him less tip because you gotta go
I
to Vegas,
three
and you
ones.
Told him?
I started in my
three,
head.
What did you need
Why
three ones
did you need
for?
Three ones?
What's that gonna get you in Vegas?
To tip.
Tip what?
I don't know. The 20%, dancers or
20% on $20 is more than $3. That's $4. If you get one drink, you should probably give your bartender more than $3.
Mm. One drink is not gonna be $3 in Vegas.
I don't
Unless
know.
You're gambling.
So, were you planning on not gambling at all?
I didn't really.
You're on a cold streak.
I'm on a terrible cold streak, and I got to save money. And
for
so,
what?
For life, bro. Life bills ain't
expensive. What are you going to do in Vegas?
Are you going to watch people gamble?
I was going to the clubs. That's what I was going to.
But that's also cost money, and that's expensive.
I use plastic for the clubs. I might listen. If you bring too much cash, that's the problem. You have a problem. You talking about 400 some or 300 some dollars? You talking about 400 some problem? 400 some dollars? You talking about 300 some dollars? You guys are gonna waste your money on things you don't need to waste it on. That's the problem.
It's called living.
Yeah,
it's called entertainment.
If you only bring $3, you limit yourself.
Stop flashing $3 at us.
Yeah, that is.
You limit how much money you throw away or lose at terrible casinos in Vegas. We only have great casinos here at Pottawatomie. But I'm not giving them a single dime of mine, and the dancers only get, listen, she's going to have to work for it.
Let's go to Josh Genosha on the Carbless Talking Text Line. This is embarrassing. Josh, welcome into Bruston Nortman and Strofe. And Mr. $3.
Yeah, he got $3 in his wallet, and he still won't spend it on his girl.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
I was afraid. Oh, wow. I was afraid somebody was going to say that. I said, damn, I'm going to be out of my $3. I was afraid y'all was going to say
$3.
What
are you going to use those $3 on your girl before you go to
Vegas? I love my
girl,
but I ain't spending $3 on her.
No.
Oh, wait, you're not going to spend $3 on her.
But you will spend
$3
in Vegas. What
$2 are you going to spend on her?
He'll spend $3 on a...
Don't you say that. Don't you bring that.
You said it.
You said it.
You said you would spend $3 and they're going to work for it.
No.
This is for your girl.
She ain't got to work for it. They got to work for it.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
But I'll spend it on a...
It could be separate people, too. I ain't throwing three at one person.
Oh, my God.
Move along. Next one.
You better not, or else that's grounds for a breakup.
Yeah, I tell her, listen, I can't give you these $3. I have a limit.
I just don't know.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
I don't know what you're going to do. You're there for 4 days.
You need cash.
What are you going
to
do all the time?
You know,
it's three full days.
I guess I didn't think this through.
Kyle, you got to go to the ATM, and you got to take out at least $300.
I only go to free ATM, so.
How many days are you going to be there?
Quick trip.
Till Sunday.
So 3 days?
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You should have at least $100 of spending cash a day.
Ooh,
and that's not counting the plastic.
Day.
And that's $100
per day? Oh, hell, y'all watch out.
And that's not...
How do y'all survive? Stroke, I know how they survive. They work very, very hard. Not saying you don't. But
yeah,
you don't
what's
make,
that supposed
you
to
don't, I know you ain't making as much as these two. And so how the hell do you survive spending $100 a day on vacation?
I don't go on vacation.
That's true. Your vacation is Summerfest, which is coming up next month.
David speechless in the Carbos Talking Text Line. Have you ever been to Vegas?
I have.
It's a really good follow-up.
Yeah. This is my fourth time in Vegas, and I probably didn't have a lot of money in that.
How much? So you're going to the clubs. That's what you're saying. You're going to go to clubs for 10 hours a day? What are you supposed to do?
He's going to penny slots, legitimately.
I guess so. I didn't think about it. Like, we got an Airbnb, and again, I'm going to the pool parties in the clubs. Already paid for it.
Brad's cheap.
Yeah, I'm cheap.
Let's do some market research.
Man, $100.
Brad's very cheap.
I'm cheap. And if I was going to Vegas for a friend's bachelor party, in fact, I believe Lexi's brother is getting married. I believe he's going to Vegas next year. I plan on bringing at least $500
in cash. Damn, Brad. $500.
Dave from Aaron chimes in. Whoa, Kyle, I don't go to Vegas without $3,000 in cash.
$3,000?
I don't go without two-ish.
You're $2,000?
I'm going to Vegas for 2 nights in mid-July.
You need to cover your ears then, because he's going to try to be like you, Ben.
No.
How much are you taking, Strofe?
I'm thinking somewhere between $300 and $500.
Yeah, $500 for you is probably relative on the scale.
Between gambling and food and... What's that supposed to mean, Ben?
Broke boy.
Says the guy was $3.
True.
I embrace who I am. I'm not acting like I'm nothing. I am not a baller, baby. Not
Josh
me.
Josh DiMaggio chimes in, producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 94.5 ESPN in the mornings. Nothing's worse than the stingy bachelor party guy.
Oh.
You're that guy?
Kyle, let's go gamble.
Let's
go to this place.
I'll have you know, I swallowed everything, and I said, you know what?
Excuse me?
My pride. Hey. Whatever it is. I don't know. Whatever y'all imagination want to be. But I'm telling you this right now, is that when it came to this, I made a decision. I said, you know what, Kyle? You're just going to have to bite the bullet. I got to do what I got to do.
Quick question.
I'm driving you to the airport. Do I get to see any of those $3 as my tip?
No. You told me I can get you a drink at a later date.
Which will cost more than $3.
Yeah. I thought you were going to get him a six-pack or something.
It is happy hour out here is $3 exactly.
Tip!
All right, Ron and the key.
Tips
ahead.
Are a choice.
Oh God, you're the worst. Let's tips go to Ron. Ron, choice. You're on the Carbus talking text line. Ronald?
I'm not mad at this.
Ronald Ron going
might,
once.
Ron might destroy me.
Ronald going twice. Ronald sold right, for $3. Oh, no.
Oh,
there you go. You just beat
wow.
it.
Oh, no.
You just beat just the gavel. Beat it.
There we go. So, Kyle, swallowing everything is the only way you're surviving in Vegas for $3.
Oh, wow.
Ben,
oh.
Did you say 2K?
Yes, Ron.
Liar.
Yes, Ron.
Wait a minute. How much did you bring
how much
to Vegas?
You brought, for one trip, you brought more than that?
Well, I didn't bring more than that. Oh. I end up taking out more when I'm there.
How much are we talking? Can we take our guesses?
No. Y'all going to get me in trouble now.
4,500.
Y'all going to get me in trouble.
Oh, come on.
No, come on. Yeah,
$8,000.
$5,500.
$8,000.
I plead
the fifth. Come on.
$10,000. I plead the fifth.
Ain't no way you go 5 G's to bank.
I plead the fifth.
$25,000.
The worst thing that ever happened to me was my junior year of college. I went out there after we lost to Ole Miss in the 2013 NCAA tournament in the first round.
Oh, I remember
and
that.
We
Marshall
don't get Henderson. Thanksgiving. We don't get Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
We don't get spring break when you play basketball. We had a spring break. My senior year buddies were a little down, so we said, let's go to Vegas during spring break. I somehow lucked my way into winning $8,000. It's the worst thing that ever happened to me. I'm getting stretch Hummers. I'm paying for everybody. I'm doing everything. And I walked
grand?
Home with $6,000.
Oh.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was amazing.
I'm getting
I
a limo.
I literally like, had beginner's luck to the maximum. It's the worst thing that ever happened to me.
$8,000.
Because now you're hooked.
I contest that is the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Winning $8,000
as a 21-year-old.
Okay, what else did you splurge on? Stretch Hummer. Nice dinner. More gambling?
There we go, guys.
Yeah. Very good.
Did you go to Vegas. You go to the dance club?
Kyle, we don't need to say
that. Dance club.
No, not that dance club.
The dance club.
Oh, wow.
Something you won't experience with $3.
How about somebody tells us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Huh?
You went to the ranch.
Well, if you use their great financing, you'll have more money to take to Vegas, to tell you that much.
Yeah, you sure will. And you'd have it for years and years to come. 6 years, in fact, because that's what Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is offering right now. Imagine those beautiful, durable, craftsman quality and customizable Pella Windows and Doors in your home right now. But you have to pay 0% financing for up to 6 years. That's right, 6 years. And the best part about it, you can have them come in, welcome them into your home. They can tell you what it looks like. Free consultation with absolutely no strings attached, just to give you their expert opinion on what you can do to increase your home value, decrease your energy costs, and take advantage of that 0% for 6 years. That's into the 2030s, guys. So go to PellaWI.com and get you some Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin for a great deal going on now.
I'm going to unplead the fifth because I think people are getting the wrong impression of what I did in Vegas. It's not what people are thinking if you're really, really dirty.
So no ranch. You just went to the...
Very good.
Okay, good.
Very good. Wanted to
you
clarify.
Just went to the...
yeah.
You went to the Gentleman's Club.
The Gentleman's Club. That's
yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You had more than $3.
$8,000 in cash.
Boy, if I had spread it
across the bed, I felt like I was Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, man.
$8,000 in cash.
I would have acted a fool, too.
And you were 22?
21.
Oh, my gosh.
Jason Wilde. I don't know what he would have done, but not that next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
And I'm like, you know what? Lola the Bunny was kind of strapped.
Yeah, okay, here's as far as I'm... All I'll be able to say is I get why Bugs was so love drunk over Lola. I get it.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
There's a little groupthink going on there. I'm not going to disagree.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
He is a good general manager. Anybody who disputes that, they have other issues.
Holding everybody accountable.
I'm not sure that was good enough for us to even play on our show.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Jason Wilde is scheduled to appear. You know, it's no coincidence that he gave me a compliment for being on time for his appearances on Kyle Bruston Nortman. And then I got lost in the sauce and missed a $3. Kyle Wallace bringing $3 to Vegas.
It is quite stunning.
Keep talking. I might bring $3 back from Vegas.
I will say it was interesting when I still say this is the worst thing that happened to me, winning that $8,000 as a 21-year-old in Vegas. It was me, one teammate, and then one teammate and his girlfriend. Now, they're married with kids and whatnot.
Oh, good for them.
But when we decided to go to the Gentleman's Club in the Stretch Hummer with all my winnings, he didn't go.
A smart move.
Yeah,
smart move.
I respect a young man. That.
No,
I
like, she's that. 21, too.
She's
really?
Too, no,
yeah, 22.
No,
like,
nah. Come on. Can we be honest? A 21-year-old versus a 30-year-old woman, they're two different mindsets. At that point, she's thinking like, oh, you probably want them more than you want me. No, that ain't the case.
They have been dating since eighth grade.
Oh, wow.
Well, she's still young.
That's commitment right there.
That is commitment. Yeah, yeah.
Three kids later, they could have had an experience of a lifetime.
I'm sure it would have been a great experience for them to talk about that one time that crazy Ben Bruss took them to the strip club or the Gentleman's Club in a Stretch Hummer.
What a timely call if we don't have Jason Wilde. We go to the Carbless Talk and Text Line. We welcome in Mark in Milwaukee. What's going on, Mark?
Oh, no.
Hey, Mark.
I know,
what's
Mark.
What's going on, fellas?
You tell us.
Are we still talking about... Are we still talking about $3 Kyle?
$3 Kyle
indeed. I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
Look, my brother from another has to be the most frugal. I won't even call him cheap. He's frugal. I get it. I get it. He's a great guy, very financially responsible. We're partners on the boat. We on a pontoon boat together.
Oh, man, he complains about you all. Mark, behind the closed doors, he be complaining about you, Mark.
I would love to hear this. All right. Well, so does he say how he takes the boat out, you know, twice in one weekend and doesn't refuel it?
No.
He left that out, Mark.
No, he's
does he talk about how he hits bridges on the boat?
Oh, you're a bad driver.
Oh yeah. So
damn, Mark.
He's also an irresponsible driver.
Dang, Kyle.
A bridge. It's not going anywhere. What else we got? So we invested. And speakers for the boat this summer, right? I didn't ask for money for the speakers. I said, hey, do you want to help pay for the install? Kyle refused to give a red cent and then went and saw Beyonce.
Oh, wow!
So this summer. So I don't want to hear any – I don't want to see Kyle on the boat jamming to any Beyonce this summer, okay?
Do you regret making him a quote-unquote co-owner or more of what seems like is dead weight?
Oh, wow.
You know what? He's not dead weight. He's the anchor. That's what he is.
He
serves his purpose.
You got anything to say? You're pretty silent.
Wow.
That's
the quietest you've ever been.
Mark, I'm going to let you win this one because I ain't paying for no damn $600 to install those speakers. He kick rocks. That's what I told him. Yeah, I went to Beyonce. He kick rocks, but I will be jamming to Beyonce.
You're pretty silent. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, that's...
The co-owner
of
the...
Kyle's friends.
No lie told
that was
today.
So
I want
good.
More insight on
I'm
Kyle.
I'm just going to say this. That was the best phone call in the history of the show.
Yes.
Best one ever.
No
that
lie
was
told.
Bad driver. Doesn't fuel
bridges?
It.
Okay.
Don't
hit
fuel
bridges.
It after you use it twice
that,
in one
yeah,
weekend.
That's criminal.
Wait a minute. See, some of that is a little stretched. It's a little stretched. He didn't tell you that the dang place closed early so I couldn't go get gas, so I was out of luck. I was already there. I went to go get gas, and it was closed. They closed early. He know that.
So don't you go the next day, fill up
I
a
was
gas
gone.
Tank, and go fill it
no,
up?
No, I was planning on coming that day to go fill it up, and the dude was gone. And then he didn't tell you, yes, our old boat, I may have ran into one of the bridges in downtown
How'd
Milwaukee.
How'd he run into a bridge?
Well, the problem is this, is I brought the family on the boat. I got a video of it, too. I brought the family on the boat, and we danced. You know, before
so
I let you go.
You're driving and taking videos?
I'm driving and taking videos. I'm dancing with my family. The little girl, little Maddie, she just dancing. she, you know the song, Before I Let You Go. Imagine seeing an 8-year-old starting singing that song. I said, you better get it, girl. Everybody said, Kyle, said, huh? And then we hit the bridge.
Anyway, fall
it's
off?
Careless.
No, nobody fell off. It was careless. I agree.
You hit a side? Or is, you
we,
ran
we just,
into
we
it
just hit the top a little bit. I was able, I hit the area that I couldn't clear. That's okay.
Brent says Kyle's going to need to take some PTO to recover from the beatdown from Mark.
Yeah, Mark beat the hell out of me. That's,
yeah,
you know,
Mark
I've
exposed
known,
you.
I've known Mark since I was 8 years old, and this is what he do to me? Mark, 30 years.
He didn't do anything. He just... exposed the truth.
He didn't have to do that to
and you don't have anything to say is the best part.
Yeah, I mean,
we have left Kyle speechless.
What am I going to say? I can't say he's lying. I wouldn't say I'm not a liar.
When I answered the phone, he said, hi, my name is Mark. I'm calling from Milwaukee. Are we still talking about Kyle being cheap? And I said, yes. He said, I have a lot to say about that. I said, do you know Kyle? And he started laughing at me.
Well, my favorite part is, are we still talking about Kyle being cheap? The entire thesis of the show of Kyle's personality is Packer backer fandom, Wisconsin fandom, and the frugality of Kyle Wallace. So you can call it any time about Kyle being cheap.
Frugality.
Yeah, I was going to say
that. Damn it.
But it's pretty good. It was a good shot. It was a good shot.
You didn't crush it, dummy.
Oh, yeah. I may be cheap,
but I ain't dumb. The thesis of the show has been this dumb. How about that?
Jeez.
Okay, you're taking too far now. That hurt my feelings.
What up, Boo Ben? Booger Ben.
See, y'all can turn it on me. I'm good.
He's not. We're going to get t-shirts made. Boogie Ben.
You know I'm good?
Why are you good, Ben?
Because my lawn looks good. When I come home and my lawn looks good, thanks to Weed Man, everything's right in the world. You know what's funny is I've told my fiance that we're assembling the rest of the patio furniture, not in our house, after a work day. We're going to do that Saturday morning. Or I'll do that Saturday. Or if she wants to join Saturday morning, I'm going to cut the grass Saturday morning. We had this discussion on Sunday. Every night. This week, I've been told and asked, wait, are you cutting the grass on Saturday?
She's holding you accountable.
You know what I said to that?
That grass is growing.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
I mean, when that grass is growing,
I'm
going to
do
it.
They made the grass green. That's what Weed Man did. They made it lush, green, and weed-free. That has made my neighbor stop and stare and tell me it looks really great, which made me feel good. And you can get 50% off your first treatment. Half off at weedman.com. Weedman for the win. It's going to be amazing. Just set up somebody else with Weedman because he actually drove by my lawn. He's like, oh, I see what you did there. How do you do that? And it's very simple. Weedman.com. Weedman for the win. We just missed Jason Woolley's callback strophe. Way to go. But unlucky for him, Greg Scalzo, market manager, joins us next on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
That is completely unacceptable. It is unacceptable for a team to...
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Is acceptable? Unacceptable?
Unacceptable.
Unaccessible.
Wait, what?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. ESPN Milwaukee's Big Boss.
I'm not going to be able to help you.
The only one who holds Ben accountable.
We each do our own research, Ben.
Welcome to Thursdays with Greg Scalzo.
Happy Thursday!
On Kyle, Brust, and Norton.
What's up, Greg? How are you, buddy? Oh, that's good. Good talking to you, too. No Jason Wilde. No Greg Scalzo. It's Kyle Preston Orman across ESPN Wisconsin.
This isn't even my fault.
Did you follow up?
I did.
When?
Today? Earlier today?
Ain't good enough for him.
I said, you good at 3:30? He said yes.
I saw him. I said, you good for 3:30? He said yes.
Ooh, he must be an important meet.
And I just talked to Jason. He's moving to 4 o'clock.
Or everybody's on vacation early. Memorial Day weekend. Ooh, we're checking out.
Ooh, yeah.
Summer's on its
look.
Way.
How are we going to get Jason at 4? Is he coaching golf?
That's true.
He'll be at a track meet. So we will be evaluating.
Man, kids are busy, man. Kids have you everywhere.
Crazy.
Kids will have you everywhere.
I mean, I have plenty to talk about. Outside of Greg, I just need you to use your resources, maybe somebody sitting behind you to see if Greg Scalzo's around. Instead, you're trying to Teams him?
Oh, come on now.
You're trying to internal message him?
Not him.
His assistant?
His assistant.
Oh, that is...
I've texted him. I've texted his assistant.
Well, I mean, go.
He's a notoriously bad texter,
What's
right?
What's his name?
His name is Jake.
Jake.
Thank you, Jake.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one, because our show was going to ask y'all when the show started. What was his name?
Remember when you got the other intern's name wrong?
Yeah.
I didn't want to.
He said hey to me. He's like, hey, what's up, Brad, before the show? I was like, hey, what's up? Hey.
He said, where's Strove?
Hey, man.
How you doing, buddy?
Good to see you, man.
How you liking your internship?
He's not an intern.
He's a part-time.
How you liking your part-time job here? Oh, Lord.
He just graduated, though. I know that.
You guys know nothing.
Do you know his name?
Yeah.
He told us his name when he left the room.
Did you remember his name before he emailed you asking to do this today?
I played the fifth.
All right. Oh.
The same way Libby Collins didn't know you either.
I don't know if he ever did that.
Hey, Jake! You were, Jake
got Scalzo.
Greg came through with Greg.
Wow, Jake MVP.
That's what I'm talking about, Jake. Real MVP, Jake.
They totally knew your name 30 seconds ago.
Hey, yeah, Jake.
Hey, come on, man. Hey,
what was that?
I'm Vince Normally, Petrano, you breaking guys... news from ESPN Milwaukee. The office nose picker, frequently referred to on Kyle Brustin Nortman, has been caught.
Somebody just openly picks their nose at their desk. That's crazy behavior, right?
Yeah, of course. Who is it? Ben Brust, former college basketball star, current on-air host, caught with his finger near his brain Thursday morning. Witnesses suggest it was a sight to behold. ESPN Milwaukee content director Brian D.
I was having a meeting with Stroff and Ashton Rotman, and for some reason, we all looked at him simultaneously, and he just had the finger right up in his
head. We also spoke with Milwaukee executive producer for ESPN, Ashton Rotman.
Saw his finger in his nose, which really shouldn't be that shocking, considering that he lies about so many things on the air, that this is another thing that he lied about on the air. The worst part was when he stuck his finger back in his mouth after that, but I don't know if we need to talk about it.
While we can confirm Brust was indeed digging for gold, authorities are still searching for where the suspect placed that evidence.
I'm surprised you didn't want to know where I put my boogers after I picked them.
Several questions remain outstanding. Will Brust change his ways or continue to be a disgusting hypocrite? My money's on the latter.
That's crazy behavior, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
From the KBN Sports Desk, I'm Vince Vitrano.
Welcome into the show, Greg Scalzo. I'm Kyle Brusted Nortman.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
How you feel about
clapping
nose
for yourself?
The nose picker that you're the
I'm
best man for.
I'm clapping for Vince Vitrano. I can't believe in Vince's busy schedule. You guys got him to do a whole feature about Ben picking his nose. Well done. Well
Alex Stroff doing his job. Proud of him.
Yeah. Does that come as a shocking news break to you?
That he was picking his nose?
Yeah.
No, it's just part of who he is.
At his desk?
At his desk's a little...
Now, here's the thing, Greg.
IPT.
You heard some clips in there. Yeah. From 3 weeks ago to the date where we talked about picking your nose at work etiquette and Ben slammed somebody for doing it.
Who else was doing it?
I actually don't remember.
Okay.
They're not on the air. I don't want to throw them under the bus.
Boo.
Yeah, who was it? You never told us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Are they in sales?
Sorta.
Interesting answer.
No. That only makes a couple people. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Male or female?
Sort of.
Male or female?
Schmon?
Male.
Oh, Schmon? Wow.
Schmon.
Betabine?
No. Oh. No. They sit on the other side of the office.
Just say it, damn it.
Oh,
I'm not doing that.
No, don't say it. All right. It's fine. That's fine. Let it go. Yeah.
No, it does not surprise me that Ben Brust would would pick his nose. Look, he's got something on his tooth right now. Like
probably a booger.
Other one. Other side. Right at the top.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I see that.
Nortman, you didn't advise him about that?
He hasn't smiled that large since being on air, but now that I can see the gum.
All right, I can see it.
But you do know he picked his nose and he has no idea what he did with the booger.
It probably ended up on the floor.
Do you guys realize how disgusting Ben Brust is?
I'm
it's gotten less disgusting.
At what point has his boss need to step in, though, office hygiene?
Yeah, this is pretty bad.
That is in our handbook, might I add. Office hygiene.
It is.
Well, now you're making it a little too serious now.
Him picking his nose in the office, you're saying it constitutes
But here's the thing, Greg. I'm trying to bully him out of his bad behaviors by creating literal news packages with Vince Vitrano. You know how he followed that up? He picked his nose on the video stream.
Right in front of their faces.
Yeah, you should probably pick your nose in the bathroom. It's probably a better move.
Get
room.
A napkin.
Yeah.
Like, you trying to blow it out.
Like, when we hang out, do I do gross things?
Yes,
like
I can
you.
Tell you.
I'm just gonna say this: you used to fart a lot when we used to do a show together.
Oh man, in the studio, yes.
But that's not necessarily preventable. I mean, if you
what
got
you
gas,
mean?
It's pushing itself.
Like, all right, so here's the thing: it was also kind of like fun when it's just the two of us for me to do it in the middle of a point you're making, you know, and you're trying to make your friend laugh. Co-host laugh. But yeah, it's probably not the most appropriate thing for you to be doing in the middle of the office is like picking your nose.
And you are a representation of Greg Scott.
No, you guys.
Wait, what do you mean? No. Why are you so jumping?
Because Look, the healthy bullying works with Ben, right? This is a man who used to urinate in a Gatorade bottle and put it under his bed for weeks at a time. And he that was how he would go to the bathroom in the morning. We bullied him out of that successfully.
Weeks at a time. Mm.
So this is healthy. Why wouldn't you just empty it the next morning?
Yeah.
Because I could add more to it the next
day. Oh, that
stench. It was like a big jug.
That stench had to be awesome.
It stays in the cap. The bigger story of the day is not me picking my nose. It's Kyle Wallace going to a bachelor party in Vegas. No.
Well, let Greg
guess how much money he's bringing to Vegas.
Well, it's obviously going to be lower than we think it should be, so I'll say $500.
Oh, my gosh.
$500. We need to negotiate how much money y'all making, because obviously y'all got money.
And the hot,
look at all your jewelry here. I don't see anyone else wearing the jewelry. Yeah.
In the hot, cold,
I treat myself
warm
once
game,
in a while.
Yeah,
in the hot, cold, warm game, you're as cold as ice
freezing.
Right now.
Yeah, keep
freezing.
Going.
100?
Still freezing.
Freezing.
What do you mean less than? What's even the point of bringing money then?
Keep going.
I mean, at that point, you're just bringing a credit card, right? What are you bringing, $50?
Still freezing.
$20?
Lower.
$10?
Lower.
$0?
Higher.
Slightly.
$5? Three?
Dang!
Three whole dollars.
Somebody gonna earn this money.
He said that's for tipping.
Tipping.
What are you getting in Vegas that you can tip $3 on?
Dude, you can't even tip the doorman that when you go into Vegas or the cab driver. Like, what are we doing here?
I mean, listen, I made a decision when I went to the barber to bring out a certain amount of money.
He started with $500.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
You're going to Las Vegas.
Would y'all go to Vegas just to spend money?
Yeah.
When you go to Vegas, you go to make money. But in order to make money in Las Vegas, you got to
spend money.
That's
scared
it.
Money don't make money.
If you bring $1,000, you should make $2. If you bring $3, you should make $6.
You know what, Greg? I'm going to make $6.
Yeah.
They have tables that have a minimum of $3.
No.
There are none.
None.
That $25, what's the minimum
could
on
you? Could you pump, can they take like a vending machine, like penny slots? Is that how that works? Or could you even not do that?
No, you could play penny slots in
for 5 minutes.
You know, you could sit next to the grandma smoking their cigarettes and sit there. And
give me a drag, Granny.
Yeah, you give me a drag. I only got $3. I can't buy my own cigarette.
You couldn't bum a cigarette with $3.
I mean, but you're not planning to gamble then.
No, I didn't have plans to gamble. No,
okay,
we're staying in an Airbnb, so
I
wasn't gonna gamble. No, it's like
different.
That.
Ben, how much do you bring when you go to Las Vegas?
I had to plead the fifth
he
when
said
they started
he took
playing
over,
the game.
Over five. G's.
No. I brought like 2 to 3, and then I ended up taking out more.
Yeah.
So, what's the ceiling? Like, what do you get to?
There is no ceiling, Brad. It's
what's the
I'm
average?
Feeling.
What's the average?
We're not.
That's not incriminating.
That's
oh, wow. They both said the same thing. My goodness.
Oh, I don't gamble
Greg
the way he
like
does.
That.
No.
100.
Yeah, how much did you bring when you went?
Yeah,
you?
You were just there.
Recently, I think I brought like $1,000 in cash.
How much did you come home with?
Did you take any out?
Any I didn't take any out when I was there.
How much did you come home with?
Probably like $200.
Come on, see, now that's the whole point. Now I'd come with three. If I come home with one, I might as hurt.
Yeah, but
you lost $800.
But no, you
got kids to feed.
But you don't lose it all. You don't lose it all on the tables. Like Ben knows this. I'm a cash guy. When I get to the airport, I don't call an Uber. I go into the cab line and I pay
much
my
quicker.
Cab driver.
Really?
Cash.
I love that place.
You're a
much
cash
quicker.
Guy.
I'm a cash guy.
What's
you shouldn't
the, what's
say
the
it
thought
out loud,
process
Greg.
Behind that?
Huh?
You find it more convenient?
I find
you,
it way more
you,
convenient.
Do you like having a little
I like having it
bills?
In my hands. I like having it available
how
to
does
me.
100, how does all that money fit in a wallet or a money clip?
I mean, I have a money clip.
Let me see. It's
I mean, I don't
thick.
Have much right now on me, but
how much
I got
you
more
right
than $3.
What's not much?
You know, I probably only 20-something dollars. Let's
okay,
see.
Okay, all right. All right, nah. I mean, what you can't. Hey, what y'all can do if y'all don't.
Do you mind lending him $5?
If you don't want me to be, if you don't be embarrassed, because I am a representation of Kyle Bruston Norman. I will be having my ESPN Milwaukee backpack.
Hell,
when I walk around,
oh,
Good Comfort Brand. Y'all want me to represent Good Comfort Brand? So better pass the pot.
Who are you, Ben Brust? Hey, everybody, give me money. I'm going to put it on blast.
Yeah. Give me money. I'll put it on
blast.
You don't have the charm.
It's so cold right now. It's so cold right now, I can't even give you money. Can't even think about it.
He's 0 for his last 8 against the spread.
I am ice cold. And the Brewers are going to make me even more ice cold. I am.
It's too early for you
to
panic.
Well, that's great, actually. Now you're going to Vegas. It's time to turn it around. You're due.
Yeah. The last thing I want to do is go to a bachelor party where I spent money on clubs and bottle service to...
Well, see, that's the difference. Is when I go to Vegas, I don't spend money on clubs or bottle service.
I do.
We're at the tables. You get your free cocktails, you know, and you go ahead and...
Have a day. Have a night.
Yeah. I'm going to have a night, all right.
I got a lot more for you, but you're a busy man. You showed up late. I don't know what you got coming
up. Oh, you don't have
two
segments with us?
If you want me for another segment, I could stay for another segment. But, I mean, normally when I get here at 38, you guys are just coming back, you know?
I keep a good clock.
Oh, so you purposely came late.
Well, I got stopped a couple times on my way downstairs.
Oh, I'm sure
but,
you did.
It was, thank you.
Jake found you.
He found me on the stairs, yes. But Jake did a nice job, and I could tell he was looking at me like, I got to get you down to the studio. So why don't you guys go to break? I'll be here when we come back. We can keep talking about Boogie Ben over here.
Boogie Ben.
This is Kyle Bruston.
I can't do this live right now.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the kid who, like, got picked on the sports team. I was like, oh, you want me? No way.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. With Whipple.
Joining us on Kyle Bruston-Ortman is the big boss, the VP of Good Karma Brands, the market manager of Good Karma Brands Milwaukee. He's Greg Scalzo on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. Greg, you're on time for this segment because you were here. Anything you'd like to add to the program today that you've had planned?
I didn't have it planned, but I do want to ask, this is a, you guys do IPT here, right?
Well, import taste, right. It's a William Tausch thing,
okay.
Yes.
So this week was my sister-in-law's birthday, which is my brother's wife's birthday.
Oh, fantastic.
And my wife's birthday is today.
Happy birthday. Wow.
In both instances, my father has sent big flower arrangements to mine and my brother's wives without giving us a heads up. Is it in poor taste that my dad is basically now putting us in a spot where it's like, well, he's sending these big flower arrangements, not even a heads up to his sons to be like, you got to make sure that, you know.
Dang, he raised the stakes for you
did.
Without telling you.
That doesn't always put you in the best light right there.
Well.
Oh, Brad. I would just because you have your whole birthdays and anniversary gift plans out for the next 5 years.
You're doing more than a bouquet of flowers, aren't you, Greg?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
He also missed her birthday 1 year.
Well, that was a long time ago. Wow. You have to bring that back.
I mean, because it's a very gentlemanly move of your father to send that.
I just missed the studio girl.
But here's
Are
the thing.
You suggesting weirdest
wow.
thing
talk, world? We talk about IPT. We talk about Big Scals, though, and I ain't talking about Greg. I'm talking about Big Scals. What's Big Scals now? He's out in Florida.
Big Richard Scals, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Excuse me?
Big Richard is, his name is Richard. Big Richard, though, is, he's never done this before, so it's not like, and he did it with both, so it's like a new thing.
This is
so
the first
not,
time thing.
It's not like,
maybe you ran into
I've been dating my wife for 15 years. My brother's been with his wife for probably longer than that, and now all of a sudden, without a heads up, he's going to be sending flowers there. Like, I'm not saying he shouldn't.
It is interesting.
But just a little, hey guys, FYI, make sure you got it together.
Maybe it's a, hey, come visit me more often. Bring the kids.
Oh, that's a whole other can of worms.
Oh.
Come visit me. I'm the one with the kids. All he's got to do is get his ass on a plane. I'm not going to go out there.
Maybe he's trying to work with
Do you not know his first child's birth story?
No.
You've shared this on air. If you don't want to go there, you don't have to.
Oh, no, the first time I called my dad after I had my first child, it was a Friday morning Central Time, and I call him, you know, you're emotional, you have your first kid, like, Dad, and he answers the phone, and there's all this rap music blasting in the background, and I'm like, and he's like, hey, oh, that's great, hey, I'm at, he was at a frat party for his girlfriend's son at the University of South Carolina.
Come on.
And he goes, yeah, that's great. Hey, can I call you back? Can I call you back?
His grandchild.
After having
his son's having his first child. Big Richard Scowls, though.
Big Richard knows how to get down. Yeah, he
was at
party.
A frat party listening to 50 Cent and Young Thug. Meanwhile, you were having this moment. Let me call you back, man. It's wild.
It was weird after I hung up that phone. I was like, man, I don't think that's how I'm supposed to go. So proud of you, man. Can't wait to meet her.
Did you tell your wife, like, hey, I
don't think you tell her.
I told her.
This is a great moment for my dad. Is this right? Made it about you, huh? Had to.
I mean, that one was, yeah.
He looked at his daughter and said, I promise you I'll be better.
You good,
like
Kyle?
I like it. We're talking with your dad on Sunday, and I like the energy. Right. I was like, yeah, down there in Florida.
Greg, you're good to go because spring is here, and we're almost to summer, and IKEA has the sidewalk sale through tomorrow. Head to IKEA Schaumburg, Bolingbrook, or Oak Creek through the 26th for a wide variety of furniture and home furnishing accessories at big discounts. New products are always added, so stop in often to see what is new. And don't miss the mystery deal on the 23rd. For IKEA family members. If you're not an IKEA family member, all you sign up at IKEA.com/US. Save big through tomorrow on IKEA's annual sidewalk sale. We should do a podcast about our families, Greg. We can add Strope to it too. Strope's got 18 different step parents.
Yeah. It's just a Broken Homes podcast.
The Broken
right there.
Homes podcast.
Your dad was at a friend. Is he still with that girlfriend?
Yeah.
Man, she's supposed to be a good time.
Now party. Her other son's in Alabama, you know, just SEC wow. Rap party.
Next
man.
Kid's going to be in Alabama.
Benny's favorite, SEC schools.
Heyo.
Good try.
Just reflecting on the last time he was here.
Damn Sports Show in Beaver Dam next. Jim, Matt, Molly, and Madison. We're back on 94.5 ESPN. Get it together, Kyle, in 2 minutes.